I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Rachel Levine, I'm the Acting Secretary of Health and the Physician General for the Department of Health of Pennsylvania.
Dr. Levine, what brings you here today in Wilkes-Barre? Of course, the opioid epidemic is really, really a main concern here.
That is correct. So really the biggest health crisis that we have in Pennsylvania, and you can argue the nation, is the opioid crisis. And as you mentioned, it is an epidemic in terms of the amounts of overdoses and deaths that we're seeing. So we're here today with Acting Secretary of the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, Jennifer Smith, to talk about the governor's plans to address the opioid crisis. Governor Wolf is committed to addressing this issue. And so we're here to discuss two of the main aspects of our program. One is the distribution of a medicine called naloxone. Naloxone is an antidote to an opioid overdose. It cannot be misused, it's not addictive, and no one can get hurt from naloxone. So I signed two standing orders in 2015. One was for first responders, such as the fire department here, to carry naloxone. Police in the last 2.5 years have saved over 3,800 lives using this medication, this antidote to overdoses. And I also signed a standing order prescription for the public. So actually anyone can go to a pharmacy and obtain naloxone based upon my prescription if they have a loved one who suffers from the disease of addiction. Now, naloxone is necessary to save someone's life, and we have to get past the stigma associated with addiction. Addiction is a medical condition. This is a disease. It is a chronic relapsing brain disease, and it is not a moral failing. And we have to save the lives of someone who is suffering from the disease of addiction to opioids, such as prescription pain relievers, as well as heroin, and even stronger compounds called fentanyl. But naloxone is not the only answer. Naloxone is necessary, but it's not sufficient. And so I'm going to let Secretary Smith talk about our warm handoff program, which is a referral for treatment, and then expanding treatment.
Okay, Acting Secretary Jennifer Smith.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Levine. As she mentioned, keeping individuals alive using naloxone, the overdose reversal drug, is critical, and that's the first step in the process. But what's equally as important is getting an individual who has survived an overdose to the emergency department to be assessed. And once they're in the emergency department, then they can activate a process called a warm handoff. And that's a process by which we get an overdose survivor directly from the emergency department into the appropriate treatment. So this is a process that our department has mandated that the single county authorities throughout Pennsylvania have in place so that emergency departments at any time of day can activate this process, and someone will come into the emergency department, perform an assessment, and coordinate care directly into treatment.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dr. Levine, I did want to ask you a question about your opinion on the President Trump's latest decision on the ban of transgenders in the military.
Thank you for that question. So as an openly transgender woman, as well as a member of Governor Wolf's cabinet, I was really quite disturbed by President Trump's decision. It seems to have been a rather impulsive decision. Evidence in the last day or two has shown that this was not done in consultation with the Pentagon, Department of Defense, with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And there had been a very deliberate process to include and welcome transgender individuals that are already in the military, as well as new recruits. You know, transgender individuals such as myself, we're just people. We have families, we have careers, we have aspirations. And for someone who wants to serve our country in the military, to have the President of the United States slam the door in their face is unconscionable and extremely disturbing.
Thank you, Dr. Levine.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.